You're listening to the Gold Squadron Podcast, your home for X-Wing discussion, strategy, and entertainment.
This is episode 41 of the Gold Squadron Podcast. I am your host, Dion Morales, and today I'm joined by our guest, or my guest, I guess I would say, Tim Hilton. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I am doing great. I'm excited to have a quick chat with you today. We're going to talk about your top 50 invitational tournament, as well as something that you and I have been wanting to chat about for a while, and that's kind of like forum etiquette. So I look forward to our conversation on that stuff.
Unlock the holocron.
All right. So yeah, I'm hosting the top 50 invitational tournament. So I run the X-Wing rankings. If you go to nationaltabletopgaming.org, you can sort of check out the different rankings we have. We're also going to be hosting the objectives and all that stuff on there too soon. So there'll be videos that Dion and Chris and Ryan are all putting together, and there'll be all the information you need on there. But in addition, I do host the rankings there. I make them weekly during regional season. They take into account every store champ that I can get my hands on. And then everything regionals and above, I go out of my way to get every piece of information I can. And last year I was able to get every single large tournament put in there, and I have a list of over 3,000 X-Wingers and over 100,000 data points. So it's pretty big. So there's a lot of information that goes in there, but it's all compiled for this invitational tournament that we're doing. I originally wasn't even going to do it this year, but Chris, you know, said, hey, why not have it at Crate Cup? So I said, you know what? That sounds great, because I like Atomic Empire. They serve beer. So with that, since I'm talking about Crate Cup, just wanted to touch base on that for Chris, since he's not here. They are, I think, almost out of playmats already. So he's going to go back and order more. At least he's going to try, but there's no guarantee there. So if you want one of those awesome Jedha exploding playmats, get over and sign up for Crate Cup as soon as you can. Last time I checked, he was up to 70 people already signed up with 2 months to go, which is pretty good as an event organizer. So yeah, definitely get in there and get signed up. He's going to be releasing more prizes soon. But as far as the top 50 will be on Sunday. It's extended to the top 64, not just the top 50. There's a whole list of people on there that you can go check out on the website, and that'll tell you if you made it or not. We're going to do it a little bit different format for it. We're going to do like a World Cup type draw where we're going to get everybody in and see who all is able to make it. And then on Saturday, I'm going to do the draw during Crate Cup, you know, like with fish bowls and, you know, this person to this group, just to make it look, you know, sort of cool, make it a little
showman. I like it.
Yeah, a little bit of a showmanship there. And then that way you also have the mind game of, oh man, what list are I'm in the group with Duncan and Nate and Chris Allen, man, what are they going to even take? You know, what am I going to do? What should I take? So it's going to be interesting to sort of see that. But, you know, once you get out of your group, just like the World Cup, you go into a top cut. And in there, you know, it's going to be just a normal single elimination. As far as prizes go, I've got alt art quick draws for everybody. If you made the top 50, you already have a target lock with your number on it that I'm going to be able to, if you don't come to Crate Cup, then I can always ship it to you, but trying to make it so people can get out there
That's awesome.
And pick it up. Yeah. So there is a target lock with your number on it, which is cool. Then there's alt art quick draws, which look great. And then I'm actually working on a Boba Fett alt art, which should be pretty, that would be more of a funny one than anything else. And that one I'm going to just do out of my own pocket. I'm not going to worry about getting money back because I actually want it. So why not just order a bunch? And then as far as other prizes, I'm looking at doing like mat carry tubes and template holders, stuff like that, you know, things that you'll normally get for prize support, just because, you know, everybody that's going to be at this event has other prizes that they've won. They don't need templates. They don't need focus tokens or anything. So I'm trying to make it as geared towards them as possible. So if you are in the top 50 and you're on the fence, sign up and let me know that you're thinking about coming. So far, we've got about, I think, 20 people that are committed to going, and there's a bunch of people that are, you know, flip-flopping on it. I honestly was surprised with how many people are able to do, able to make it. I think I've got Dan Kaslassy coming from Texas, and he never leaves Texas. So I'm really excited to see him play and, you know, around all these other players that he doesn't usually collide with. And it's interesting to me just seeing all these names from all over the country and having them come together to play each other.
Yeah, man. Unfortunately, with my schedule, like, it's going to be one of those where if I can make it, I'm going to know like the week before and be like, hey, Tim, I'm coming.
That'd be great. I mean, yeah, another thing what we're looking at is trying to get as many streams up as possible, because there's going to be so many, you know, big games happening at all the time, you know, all the time, that I'm going to want two or three streaming tables going. So it'd be awesome if you could make it. But I also want to see you play. So,
you know what? There's nothing wrong with just setting up the camera and say, hey, you, come over here. Talk behind this microphone while I work.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of people like Ben can do it. He's too bad to be on the list. So just let him do it.
There you go. And we are joined by Marcel Manzano, LTC.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Tim. What's up?
Hey, Marcel. How's it going, man?
I'm good. Just thought I'd stop by, say hello.
Always good to talk.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Marcel, we're just talking about that awesome top 50 tournament that you don't want to go to.
Which one is that? I mean, I know which one it is, but which date is it again? Sorry, I just like jumped on.
So it's going to be in North Carolina. So in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the same place as Crate Cup.
Oh, and that's January.
Yeah, it's January 27th.
Okay.
So the same weekend as FFG Regional, unfortunately. I think that's where you were headed with Nate.
Yep. I haven't gotten tickets yet, but that's where we were planning on going. And I told Dion that we have our regional on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And if I'm lucky enough to get all the nice things I want to get by then, I don't need to go to Minnesota, but it really, you know, you keep grinding until you get it. So it depends.
Yeah, that's fair.
How many tries of it all I can get a win under.
Yeah, I've got my first regional this weekend, so I've been thinking about what list to run for like the last 3 weeks, trying to figure out, well, what the hell is everybody else going to do with this? Just who knows? Because wave 12 and 13 dropping at the same time. So I think I've got it figured out, maybe. And all I really want is dice. So as long as I can make top 8, I'm happy.
Yeah, it's one of those, especially because, like you said, on Thursday, the new ships come out, right? So it's going to be crazy town. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It is going to be pretty nuts.
Tim, how many people do you have going so far?
So we've got about 20 that are pretty committed. Uh-huh. And then I'm looking at trying to get at least, you know, 12 to 15 more. If I break 40, I'm ecstatic. Mm-hmm. It is asking a lot of people to bring them all the way to North Carolina to play in this, especially when we're not, you know, I can't pay for them to come. I'd love to, but
yeah.
Maybe if I get like sponsors and stuff, who knows? I doubt that'll ever happen. But honestly, in the future, one after this year, I'd like to get it into a more accessible location. Crate Cup is awesome, but Raleigh is hard to get to for some people.
Yeah, I think also probably for the next season. Mm-hmm. I know you redo your standings as kind of a rolling, as tournaments start again, you drop off. Like, I think you dropped off all the regionals as soon as the first one kicked off, right?
Right.
So with the culminating event being Worlds or something that's kind of predetermined, saying that's the culminating event, maybe do something like at Worlds or at Coruscant, where a lot of the top players are already there, and having a like a Wednesday or a Thursday.
That's a good idea. And then the other idea would be to sort of try and just dodge everything and be in that lull between maybe even in between worlds and store champs starting up or something like that, like where I can hit something where people don't have anything going on and be able to, they're able to travel.
Store championship season is great because there's just so many of them that, if you're missing a store championship here or there for the most part, you know, most people are playing in multiples anyway.
It's true.
Hey Tim, maybe we can host it up here in Chicago next time, huh?
Hey, that's pretty central. So that would be an idea.
We'll help you out.
That'd be great. I mean, and we're going to hear about your regional, maybe, or Ron's not here. I saw it in the notes, but yeah, I mean, that's crazy. You guys have a 1A and a 1B. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's the first time ever. Like this, we were the first ever to do 2-day regionals, and now we're the first ever to do day 1A, day 1B. So a total of 3 days. It's going to be wild. I'm excited.
It sounds insane for a regional. I mean, we have big ones here for, you know, games and stuff is always 120 people, but I just want dice. I don't want to have to go through all that stuff to get dice, you know?
Yeah, we're running the gauntlet here. So I know the people who end up in that top eight there, it's very well deserved. Like those dice are, you hold on to those. Like I had to work for these.
Yeah, I wonder if our defending champion's going to be there, Nick.
Nick Tobin, I'm sure he is, unless he snoozed and didn't get a ticket. That would be the only
thing. So are they sold out again?
We have 30 spots left.
Well, earlier today we had 30 spots. I don't know where we're at now.
Yeah. So who knows? It'll be close. I'm excited. I expect it to sell out within the week or two, especially as Ron starts announcing prizes, which in the past we recorded with him already, but you'll hear it in the future where we spoil some of the prizes.
Fair. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, is there anything else about your top 50 tournament that you want to talk about, Tim?
No, I think that pretty much covers everything. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, there's going to be tons of side events going on Sunday. So even if you're not in the Invitational, stick around to watch because there's going to be a lot of big games going on. And, you know, Chris is putting together tons of prizes for the side events. And then a lot of people are donating a lot of their extra swag from FFG tournaments for the crate prize wall. I donated some of my Black Squadron alt arts, the Spock Loss plastic ones from Nationals.
Nice.
So there's going to be all kinds of stuff that you can win in the Sunday events as well if you can make it. Every turn you move a ship and then a sign in action. Unless you overlap a ship or obstacle you pass. Of course, K4, a tiny expertise, you still get those. Cause that's the rules, rules is written, that's how it goes. Some prefer a time before a combo win you a game. But there is no going back to the old days. The combos are crazy, they're here to stay. We need to come to peace with it, if not we'll go insane. We gotta play better, adapt, get good, attack, they all mean the same. Now ask yourself, what do you want on this tournament day? To fly your favorite ships or win with the meta? I feel your pain. To take the agency of every person that I play, to be the best or fly without a care? Let's put this debate to rest. All right, gentlemen, so our topic for today, I'd like to spend probably about, look at our timer here, probably about 20 minutes on it. We'll see what feels good. But I want to talk about forum etiquette. And just, I guess, we'll start to cover, like, what do we consider forums? So I think really we come down to three major ones, right? We have the FFG forums, we have the Reddit X-Wing TMG subreddit, and then also all the different Facebook groups that exist there. And it's interesting that I think each of these have similar issues, but like at varying levels, at least with my experience. So if you're not familiar with FFG forums, I mean, it's your standard forum. You know, you create your little avatar there, you have your name, you go. Reddit, I feel, is a little bit more anonymous. I feel like there's a lot more people on there and things just kind of brush by really, really quickly. Facebook, you, of course, you're using most of the time your real name and face, so people know who you are. And I think that changes a little bit most of the time, some of the interactions you might have with people. Yeah, I'll agree with that. I mean, people are less deliberately obtuse on Facebook because it's really their name and that it's, you know, people know who you are at that point. It's less anonymous.
Exactly. Exactly.
And generally,
unless that's your character and you go for it.
Right. If you're Zach, you can do it.
Yeah. I think people were making fun of me for using Marcel as my vassal name and my vassal league name. So they're saying I'm uncreative.
I mean, my name is Timotheus, so it's really hard to say that I'm creative at all. I just made my name sound like Greek, basically.
There you go.
But yeah, so the reason why I originally, you know, talked about this with Dion was a few weeks ago. I forget exactly what it was about, but just the forums and the Reddit were just on fire, where everybody was just attacking everybody else, and you know, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was just, well, I hate you, you know, name calling, all kinds of stuff about X-Wing, which in the end it honestly gets to me and it makes me upset, which is, you know, the wrong way to deal with it. So I'm guilty of, you know, being a dick on the forums just like everybody else. But I really...
Wait, are people mean on the internet?
People are mean on the internet all the time.
Is this a new thing?
Oh, is Nate here now?
Hey, Nate.
Yeah. There we go.
Hey.
All right. So,
We're falling in like dominoes.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Marcel was here, and I wanted to be here because Marcel was here.
It's fair. It's a good reason to want to be somewhere. I want to be wherever Marcel is. But basically what I really wanted to talk to is, I mean, especially on the FFG forums, that's somewhere that a lot of new players are going to go to look and go to talk. And if their first venture into our hobby is looking on that forum or the Reddit or some of these Facebook groups, and the first thing they see is just people ripping each other to shreds, it doesn't exactly promote our hobby at all, which is kind of bad.
Like, I've done some like actually extensive research on this like topic. I actually wanted to write like a thesis paper on like what makes like a good video game community. I kind of boggled it down to three different things, because these online communities tend to have like, you know, these, it can dissolve very quickly, because I mean, not to sound and use quotes from movies that we've never seen before, but the internet is notorious hive, a scum and villainy. You'll never find a worse place for people, because just like even if there was an internet, people tend to act differently when they're not in front of people's faces. This is even in, you know, just, you know, coworkers and any kind of place, you know, on the street, people tend to talk badly about those who just, you know, walk down their path. And, you know, whereas when they're confronted by it, there's a totally different, you know, repertoire and why are the words escaping me? I can't think of fancy words today. Anyways, but
the etiquette,
social, I mean, contract.
We always have different ways of interacting with people in front of us versus people who are distant away. You know, it's like some people will change. And one thing I love about Zach is like Zach Matthews, you always say is like, I'm not going to talk badly. You can talk, or like you can make your own like decisions about people with your interactions. That's what I love about that guy. So, but the internet boils down to three different things: the anonymity, ease of achievement, and what was the last one I said? Accountability, right? And that's how I kind of boil it down to video game communities, which I know doesn't really correlate to our game.
It does.
It's a gaming community. Whether it's online or on a board.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do is just kind of take a look and just kind of give a couple of points on, you know, maybe you're new to forums and here's one thing, right? Like I'm not trying to come on here and say this is how you need to behave. Where I'm just giving, I want to give us suggestions on maybe just looking at it from a different point of view and how we can positively present ourselves on the internet for our hobby and each other and interacting with people. And I'll be honest, you know, as a teacher, I have talked to, from middle schoolers through high school and even parents, and just kind of giving them just a different point of view on something. All of a sudden they go, oh, wait, I hadn't thought of that. So who knows? This might help you. It might not. Either way. So one thing I'd like to remember is don't always assume people's knowledge. when you're saying something. A lot of times when I see online arguments, it's simply miscommunication because the original poster didn't give all the information, or, you know, or they replied to somebody assuming that they knew that, you know, let's say somebody puts up a post and says, "Hey, look at my list." And the person's like, "Wow, you're dumb. What about auto thrusters on that ship with boost?" Maybe they didn't know auto thrusters existed as a card.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, one of the things that, and it came up pretty recently, somebody on the Nova, Facebook page, posted something, just kind of a displeasure about current state of the game with the new wave and a lot of things. And me just trying to, for everybody who actually knows me in person, they know that I have, I'm always joking around. I'm never really serious, but,
he's also 8 feet tall.
Well, yes, I am the opposite of tall. And the opposite of ugly, but the, but anybody who knows me, they know I've got my own little sense of humor, but it's always, it's kind of dry and a little sarcastic, but a lot of that doesn't translate into text. And I actually even notice it too, just with my regular text messaging on the phone. If I'm talking to a friend or talking to a lady friend, I try to make a joke and I'm like, "Oh crap, that joke doesn't, you know, the context and the tone doesn't come across in the text." And same thing with the forums. And I noticed that a few days ago, somebody posted something, a rant, and I tried to be facetious about it. It didn't come across that way. So the response was, "Hey, don't be a dick." And
actually, I think I saw that.
And then I was like, "Oh shit, I wasn't trying to be a dick. I was trying to be, you know, I was trying to poke fun at, but I'm sorry." And then I gave an explanation, and then I was purposely dickful because I didn't like the response, and I'm a human being and I get irked. And then somebody else posted and trying to say like, "Oh, this is Marcel." And then that brings up something else is, as people within the community, whether it's, you know, any of the podcasters, yourself, Tim, or anybody that does well at tournaments on a regular basis, unless you're a crate, because if you're a crate, mm-hmm. they kind of expect you to be a dick anyway. And that's not in a bad way. I mean, they kind of know that's they're kind shit. Of like the right. the thing that, yeah, they're shit. They're being jerks, but they're not really jerks. That's just kind of like the character they play. But the things that you say, you also got to be mindful that your sound horn goes a little bit further. More people hear it, especially you, Dion. I think within the X-Wing community, your voice is about as loud as, I would say, even as loud as Paul Heavers, as far as how many people recognize it. And we just got to be cognizant that the things that you say typically may just get taken even more out of context and dissected in a lot more, you know, to a bigger extent than just anybody. And then going back to the original point I was trying to make is, if you're not really good with typing and if you got a certain sense of humor that needs like the tone or the facial expression or somebody to know you and the kind of humor that you have, just be mindful of that it's gonna it can really easily be misinterpreted and come out as being something that kind of misrepresents who you really are.
Something I see happen a lot on the forums and, you know, other discussion and on Facebook is just people arguing in circles over and over and over again, just making this, trying to make the same point to the same person 10 or 15 times. And at one point you just sort of got to say, "Hey, you know what? I'm not going to agree with you and you're not going to agree with me. Let's just cut it out before, you know, things get heated." If you can catch yourself there, it's just it's a great skill to learn in today's society, to being able to, you know, just say, "Hey, you do you. I don't believe you." And that's okay. We can have different opinions. We don't have to believe the same thing all the time.
There's the other side of this, right? So we talked a lot about when people are commenting on other people's posts. There's the other side as well. You know, if you ask for feedback on a list and assuming, you know, it's respectful and the way that they reply to you, don't be offended if they don't agree with your choices. So a perfect example, if somebody says, "Hey, can you look at my list?" And then when somebody gives you a suggestion, you say, well, I did this because of that. And like, you know, I've seen plenty of posts where, you know, people like somebody will just do that. We'll just rebut everybody's suggestion. Then why did you ask for, you know, why did you ask for suggestions? You know,
positive praise only, please.
If you ask for help, you know, assuming that the person replied respectfully, you know, take it, say thank you, even if you don't agree with it. I think the better point is to say thank you, or, you know, if just make sure that you're accepting of feedback. If you want feedback, accept it.
One other thing you can also say to people after like being very forceful and being like, oh, well, you should have this or this or this, and why are you doing this? You can always just say something like, well, that's just not my play style. I feel like a lot, or at least I like to feel that a lot of people, when you hear like, oh, well, that's not my play style, and we all have different play styles, that they can be more accepting of that sometimes.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's fine. But yeah, this is just overall the idea of being respectful to other people. And something I had put here on the notes is punctuation helps. I see a lot of people just kind of type and you see like no periods or commas or capitalization. It's just kind of like a wall of text sometimes. Punctuation helps, you know, just give clear sentences, because sometimes you can read, you know, sentences incorrectly depending on how you typed them. Just being careful of how you type. I know I make typos all the time, but I go back and fix them and, you know, apologize and stuff like that. But that those little things help. Understanding your audience. Is the post that you're about to make, is it for new players? Is it experienced players, et cetera? Be clear in your post. Like, hey, I'm curious. I want to talk to new players or X, Y, and Z. You know, just being mindful when you post and remembering that the people on the other side of the comment box or of the post, they're people too.
And they're X-Wing players. I mean, yeah, exactly. This community, as soon as you get in person, it's great. I mean, I've had maybe two times in my entire life where I've met somebody at X-Wing where I just straight up said, man, I do not like this guy.
I think I've met you twice in person, Tim. Wait, what?
No, only once. So, but you're not one of the two, so don't worry. But yeah, I mean, it's a great community. So just remember that the person that's on the Reddit and on the forum is just somebody who you could be playing against at a game night, and they're mostly either looking for help or they're looking to vent. So just be nice when you respond, even if you really don't agree. Just say, you know what? I mean, no, FFG is not purposely trying to screw you over by keeping the fact.
I'll actually throw one last point out there, too. And I think it's something that Nate brought up a little bit ago, which is this is the internet. And X-Wing is a, for the most part, a global game. Star Wars is, you know, loved everywhere around the world. And on Reddit, maybe not so much on the forums, because on the forums, I'm not on the forums, on Facebook, because the Facebooks are usually localized based on your play groups. But on Reddit and on other places like Vassal or maybe the FFG official forum, you're going to be talking with people from all over the world, and there's going to be language that you know, they're not using the same words, don't mean the same thing to everyone. Because most of the time the conversations that are happening in English, and it's somebody's English is not their first language, or, you know, just using I think we were talking about it for some other reason, Dion, but Puerto Rican and Mexican Spanish is different. Same thing with English,
right.
English, the different places, the different words mean different things. So just don't get bent out of shape when you read something and you're not sure if it's, you know, how it's coming across. And at the same time, just be cognizant that when you write something, especially if it's somewhere like on Reddit, everybody sees that. Everybody from Australia, from Great Britain, from Singapore are on the same forums. They're all on Vassal. So just keep that in mind that they're not your next door neighbors, and they don't have the same dialect as you.
Yep, it's not the same life experiences, and that goes back to don't assume people's knowledge. Don't assume, you know, people just have a civil conversation with people. That's what it comes down to.
Which can be the hardest thing to do on the internet sometimes. It's civility tends to get thrown out the window sometimes.
Yeah. It really, I mean, it is. Like I've had my times where I've gotten bent out of shape and then came back and realized, man, what the hell am I arguing about? And that's when I usually say, dude, I'm done with this. Sorry.
And Tim, I do want to talk about that small point that you brought up where, you know, you may see these people in person at some point. Mm-hmm. You may see these people in person. And I had one specific really negative interaction with someone in person first that then spilled on into the internet, and it got pretty ugly. And, you know, it's one of those things where eventually it's really tiring. It's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And I'll take my blame for that. You know who you are, person. My bad. I'll buy you a beer at Worlds if you're there. I was a little grumpy that day. I was tired and hungry and maybe just misunderstood the situation. But I think unless somebody does something blatantly wrong, and even then, and this is a game, right? This is a game. I don't think people should spend their time attacking people on the internet. It's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not about a game. And yeah. You shouldn't really do it about other things too. I mean, that's kind of why our country is in the way that it is right now, is just people attacking people.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with those plans?
Hello, everybody. So, as everyone knows, I'm more of the event coordinator for Gold Squadron. So this is my favorite part of the podcast. And we're going to donate this whole chunk basically to talk about regionals. That is going to be a 3-day event at Gold Squadron's headquarters, which is hosted by Pastimes and Niles. We will have basically 3.5 days worth of X-Wing from January 4th through January 7th.
Yeah. And, you know, Ron, I would like to take a second to kind of tell the story on how this evolved a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So we posted our regional registration, and it sold out, what was it, about 36 hours?
24 hours, less than.
Less than 24 hours, all 120 spots gone.
Correct.
And then our store owner, Alan, went to work with FFG and said, hey, we have a bunch of people who still want to come in. What can we do? So what did they do for us, Ron?
Yeah, so it actually goes farther than that, too. Just to give you guys a little background, because I've been doing this for a couple of years. Last year, we sold out the regional at 120 players. But I don't think what people understood is we had 96 players on the wait list. So we ended up getting, I want to say, like 14 of those players in on that Saturday because like people canceled last minute, and we still had 120 players sold out. So there was at least 80 plus players that could not participate last year simply due to space. So we did look for other avenues of how we could increase space. And before we went to FFG, there is a couple buildings in the complex where Pastimes is located that are vacant. And Alan called a bunch of people, spoke to the owner of the complex. Hey, can we rent something out? And it was just a ridiculous cost to rent something out for 2 days for a vacant building. So we would have to, not only would we have to pay a ton of money just to get empty space, but then we would have to get tables, chairs, the stage, you know, just a million other things that would have to happen to make sure that this would work. And the cost was so great that the only thing we could think of was to go to FFG and ask if we can make a day 1A and a day 1B, and get as many players as we could to participate. So that's how we got here. Alan talked to FFG and said, hey, we've got a lot of players. This is how many couldn't participate this year. If we opened up a Friday flight, we could get 80 players to play on Friday. in addition to the 120 on Saturday.
That is an awesome testament to our store owner's relationship with FFG, because they said yes. And they said, yeah, sure, you guys can have a day 1A, a day 1B, and then it all culminates in a cut on Sunday. So, Ron, tell me if I'm wrong here. So the plan is to take top 16 from day 1A versus, and then you take top 16 of day 1B, and then we're going to play a top 32 single elimination.
Correct. Yeah, that is the plan. We looked and discussed with FFG like multiple scenarios and the best way to do it. And honestly, this was the best way that we could come up with that was the most fair way possible that allowed the most people to play. Some of the other options that came about just didn't make sense, like trimming down Saturday to only have 80 people. Well, that doesn't work. You already had 120 people signed up, and you don't even know how many messages personally that I got. Hey, I missed registration. What can you do for me? And
oh yeah, same here.
I mean, it was just insane. And people I cared about, you know what I mean? And I was just like, I can't say anything yet because I knew this was coming, or at least knew it was a possibility. And we do still have a few slots left. When I checked yesterday, there were less than 30 left for Friday. So I am expecting this to 100% sell out, considering that they just released the prizes today for what FFG is providing. And I haven't even announced anything that we are providing for the events.
Alrighty. And so I guess here's my question. So we did have an option for players who played on Saturday to move over to Friday. When is the plan to open up those remaining spots for Saturday for people to jump in if they want to?
So what we're going to do is we're going to wait for Friday to fill up. And the reason we're doing that is we want to make sure that we can get the fields as even as possible. We don't want there to be, you know, right now we have 50 people. We don't want there to be 50 and then 120 and then cut to top 16. We want to get as close to 80 and 120 as possible. So we're going to fill up the Friday first. And then once the Friday fills up, then we'll open up Saturday.
Awesome. Okay. It's good. Good to have that clarity there.
Yeah.
And so would you, I guess we could take a second and talk about what prizes FFG gave. And if you're feeling so inclined, maybe we can tease some of the things that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah, for sure. Before we do that, I do want to talk about the rest of just the tournament structure of how things are going to work.
Oh, yeah.
So originally, if you saw any of my posts on Facebook or Reddit or any of the forums I posted on, we talked about doing a warm-up event on Friday night. That's obviously not going to happen now because we actually have an event on Friday that will probably run until like, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So we're not going to do a warm-up event on Friday night. We're still going to offer a warm-up event on Thursday night though. So Thursday from 7 to 10, we'll have a 2-round X-Wing warm-up event for anyone that's, you know, traveling out of town for the Friday thing and they want to get a couple practice games in, or if anyone just wants to practice before they come in on Saturday. The event will be just $5 and we will provide prize support like we always do, and every dollar will go towards prizes for that little warm-up event. I haven't even announced this yet, so I guess that would be something, a new morsel that you guys haven't heard yet.
There's a nugget.
Yeah. And so then also, so Thursday we'll have the warm-up event. Friday we'll have day 1A. Saturday we'll have day 1B. Sunday will be of the cut to the top 32, as well as the redemption tournament. The redemption tournament is a 4-round event, and anyone who participates in either of the flights, day 1A or day 1B, gets free entry into that tournament. Anyone who doesn't participate in either of those events can still join that tournament. It'll be $10. And again, all the prizes, any money garnered from that will go towards prize support. And the prize structure for the the redemption event and the warm-up event will be the same in the sense of it'll be prizes based on your record. So the warm-up event will be two rounds. So if you go 2-0, you get a sweet prize. If you go 1-1, you get a prize. If you go 4-0 in the warm-up event, you get a really sweet prize. And then if you go 3-1, you get a prize. And then if you go 2-2, you get a prize. That's kind of how it works. We won't play to a single winner on Sunday in the redemption event, only because everyone's played a million hours of X-Wing. People still want to play and win something, but I don't think they want to be there until 10 or 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday. So that's why we do four rounds, payout by record.
And then on top of that, you know, you build the excitement towards the final for the actual regional that's going on, and people can stay and watch the game, and it frees up people's time for that.
Yeah, and also the other thing the redemption event serves, which is really cool, is say you're in the cut for the top 32. The redemption event and the top 32 kind of run on the same schedule. So like say you're in the first round, it's like you made it to the redemption and then you get paired up with someone and you lose and you're out of the top 32. It always kind of feels like, oh man, this sucks. Like I was doing so good. I made this cut. And I'm one and done, and now I have the rest of the day to, you know, do something. And really what most people want to do is get revenge. They want to get into the game and think, like, you know, and win some more. So that's what we offer. If you are in the top 32 and you lose at any point in any of the rounds, you can join the redemption event after you lose in the top 32, and any round you missed would just be a bye for you. It wouldn't be a loss. It would just be considered a buy. So that is like a nice little advantage to being in the top 32 and still having this redemption event that you can play in if you still want to play X-Wing.
I absolutely love that. It mirrors what they're doing for the hyperspace qualifiers for the system opens. And I think it's great because I've been in that situation where you get knocked out on the first round of a big cut and you go, oh, well, I guess I'm done.
Right. And you're there and all your friends are there and you're like, man, I was really counting on playing more X-Wing today. And you want to like knock that like salt out of your mouth of losing. And the best way to do it is to get on the table and play some more.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So that's the structure for the events. I'm more than happy to talk about prizes now.
Alrighty, so FFG, if you haven't seen it already, they're getting us some transparent orange templates. These match some of the store championship range rulers. We're not sure if they're the darker or the lighter. We'll take a look. We have both sets among us in Gold Squadron, so we'll take a look and see which ones they match exactly. I don't know. There might be even two colors of those. Who knows?
Right? Yeah, I'm not sure what these are meant to match for. I'm just going by the picture, but they definitely look like they match something that they've made before.
Yeah, the range rulers for the store championships are. I think they would be the same. But we'll take a look on Wednesday and we can just compare them.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the kits will be in this week so we can kind of crack through them and see exactly what's in there. Because, I mean, it's not like FFG's never made a mistake in an article with a picture before, right?
Exactly. So we're supposed to get some also translucent orange stress tokens. We're getting a participation Zuckus. And because we did work with FFG to increase our numbers of our regional, we're not just getting, I think, the 80 standard that come in the kit. We're getting one for everybody. Am I right about
correct,
that,
Rob? Yeah. Normally, the top 64 players... top 64 get a Zuckus. But because we kind of had to do this like radical shift last minute and try to get some art printed and permission and make stuff, we just contacted FG to say, hey, we're going to be having 200 players. Is it possible that we get enough of these cards so every single person who comes gets this alt art Zuckus? And they said yes, so they're shipping those to us.
Fantastic. And then one thing here, I want to talk about the dice. I think those are top 8 dice.
Correct.
Am I right about it? Is it 8
yeah,
or 16?
Eight.
Okay. So one thing, I guess the picture, I've seen some pictures from some of my X-Wing friends who have won them already, and they look different than what are in the pictures. So they look In this picture that FFG provides, they look really similar to last year's dice, like the transparent, sparkly ones. Apparently, they're still sparkly, but they're more opaque. And the red dice almost lean towards being orange. Like they're the red is not as deep a red as you see in the picture, but I'm sure pictures will go, you know, be public here as people start winning them. But I guess they don't really match the picture that are here.
Yeah, I'll take pictures when we get the kits, and I'll post anything relevant to the most up to date information for the regional will always be in our Facebook event. There's only one of them, so if you want to like the event, or just say you're interested in the event, even if you're not coming, so you can see what's going on, that'll be your one resource. And that event, you'll find posted everywhere. It'll be on the Gold Squadron X-Wing page, the podcast page, the Gold Squadron and Chicagoland X-Wing page. So just look for that, and you'll find the most relevant information posted there.
Yep. And then some extra goodies that we're going to be giving out at our regional, because we're known for having pretty much the best prize support out there. We're going to, so one thing you've already heard that we're giving away is we're giving away our Captain Oiken old art card.
That's so awesome.
It's fantastic. I actually got them back from the printers here and they look really good. So, if you didn't hear, our store got rammed by a minivan and, we took a beautiful picture, of the scene, and it's just a great fun card. Every single person who's playing is going to get one of those. And then as a little bonus here for the side events, I'm going to be providing from the podcast some our very first alt art upgrade card. I'm still deciding exactly which upgrade card I'm going to be, but I don't want to spoil the art yet because it looks super cool. I showed Ron. He thought it was pretty nice, but we're going to be providing that for the side events. So that should be fun. And I don't know, Ron, if you want to spoil anything else. We still got a few weeks away.
We could spoil some more stuff. This typically wouldn't be a spoiler, but as always, we will be printing playmats, special regional playmats. We're going to have special ones for the top 32 players. They're custom made in-house. Every year, we somehow seem to outdo ourselves on the art. This year has been a little challenging because last year's was just so amazing. So we're trying to get one that tops last year's. So I'm not ready to reveal the art yet, but do know that every single player in the top 32 will get a playmat. We will also be adding a new tier for the top 16. Top 16 players are we going to get a Star Wars backpack with some very cool art on the back. I don't want to say what it is because...
Save that.
That's going to be a really big surprise, but I will post the art eventually. I got permission to use the art. It's going to look amazing, and everyone who plays X-Wing will want this backpack. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think we leave it there. We leave them teased a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's of course on top of just all the other little things that kind of come with it. You know, that it's just I'm super excited. Quick question with the playmat. I know that we don't have the art out yet, but are we going to be taking orders for those at the store like we did last year? Like, if
actually,
people wanna buy one?
Yeah. So we're actually probably going to take. I'm probably going to post a thing and allow people to even pre-order before the tournament. We'll have extra playmats. They will not say like top anything. They're just going to say like Chicago Regional 2018. I just know there was a lot of people that couldn't win one. And when you win one, you want that one because like, it's like a trophy, you know, they'll say top 32, top 16, top 8, top 4 champion. So, we'll have some that don't have that on it that will be for sale. I believe the cost on those is $29.99, so it's a really good deal. They will have them for sale probably beforehand and at the store on demand that day, both days.
There you go.
We'll also have a couple other prizes. We will have... And I'm not sure exactly how many I have, so I don't want to say how they're being distributed yet, but we will have a bunch of the community cards from this year. So the Miranda Spot Gloss Acrylics, and I believe it's Backstabber. Is Backstabber the other one?
Yep.
Yeah. So we will have those.
People have been hunting down that Miranda.
Yes. You will have a chance to win the Miranda here. Multiple chances, probably. Depends on how many we get. So we are getting those. And I've got... I'm not going to say what they are, but I have 8 sets of some very awesome old school acrylic tokens that I'll be giving away as well.
Mm-hmm. These are tokens where when you see people selling them, this is like $15, $20 a token. They're nice. Trust me. They're nice.
Yeah. And
yeah, man.
There's more. I'm not ready to reveal it all yet, but there is more. I will be posting them as we get closer and closer. I think, you know, every week I'll release more and more information on what prizes are available. So if you haven't registered, I really wouldn't wait. I wouldn't be surprised if we were sold out by the end of the week.
Because this podcast is dropping on probably on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this. Sign up right away. And of course, we're going to be streaming Home of Gold Squadron. We're going to have our high quality stream. Got a couple of advancements in the stream. I'm super excited to debut at our regional. If you haven't seen my little preview with the camera, we got a second camera and the dice will be rolled in a dice box that actually shows up as an overlay on top of the picture. It looks really cool. I'm still tweaking
it. It looks so awesome.
A couple things to get it to work consistently, but things are looking positive. I was in a little bit of a stall the last 6 or 7 days, but yesterday I had a little bit of a breakthrough, so things are looking sweet.
Yeah, I want to mention one more thing about regionals. Something we've done every single year that I've hosted regional is we have basically a free contest for the best modified X-Wing ship. Whether it's paint job or modification or LED lighting or all of the above. We have this contest. The only downside to participating in a contest is you cannot use the ship you enter in the contest to play with during the day. So bring if you're bringing like your modified ghost, bring a second ghost or borrow someone's second ghost. Because what we do is we take all those ships, we put them on display in our display case throughout the whole day, and then people vote on them. And since we're doing 2 days, we're going to have 2 of these contests. We'll have one for day 1A and one for day 1B. And the winner of each one will get a super sweet prize.
Yeah.
And then we usually have a runner-up at second and third, first in show, second in show, kind of thing.
And it's really cool just to see this display case full of painted and modified ships. It just looks awesome. It's really fun.
It's incredible. There's so many talented people out there. And if you paint these ships, you do it because A, you like them, and B, you want to show them off. So it's really cool too for the people like me who don't have talent to go see what other people can do and just drool over it. Yeah. And I think one more thing we should talk about too before we close out is December 30th. I believe is the day we've decided to run another X-Wing tournament right before regionals. Yes. Yeah, so we're going to run this is basically going to be like your best chance in the Chicagoland area to practice in a competitive environment before regionals. So I invite everybody to come out. Doesn't matter where you play, TP games, Hot Sauce, Fair Game, Dice Dojo, wherever you play X-Wing, you're going to want to mark this day on your calendar, come out to Pastimes. We've got plenty of prizes to give away. This is going to be a great tune-up for you before regionals. Test out a list. The new ships will be out, and everyone's going to want to test. So come out that day, the 30th, noon registration, 1 p.m. start time sharp. And we'll get some good practice in and get everyone some sweet prizes. I can't wait to see what people
play. Absolutely. That's a lot of X-Wing. So that's, this is a recap here. That is December 30th, a tune-up event. We have the two-round warm-up event on the 4th of January, day 1A on the 5th, day 1B on the 6th of January, and Sunday has the redemption tournament on the 7th, as well as the top 32. So we look forward to hosting that. And thank you, Ron, for all the hard work you do, man.
Do you live in the Chicagoland area or plan on visiting? Come on down to Pastimes Comics and Games, the home of Gold Squadron, where we play X-Wing every Wednesday and have tournaments the first Sunday of every month. We also play Imperial Assault, Armada, LCG, and Destiny on different days. Visit our Facebook page, Pastimes Star Wars, for more information.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Another great episode of Gold Squadron Podcast. Today's a little bit shorter. A little bit bonus content for you guys. Tim, thank you for joining us, man.
Hey, of course, man. Anytime.
Tim's the man.
Make sure that if you're in that top 50/64, that you, if you can, make it out to the Invitational. I'm excited to see what are the results on that and see who can make it. That'd be awesome. Yep. Nate and Marcel, as always, thank you, gentlemen, for hanging out.
Ooh.
Yay.
They're so excited. They're like, we recorded last week. We don't want to do this again.
I'm teaching night school. I want to kill myself.
Oh, okay. There's a hotline for that. So if you want to watch live X-Wing events and content, you can do that at twitch.tv/Gold Squadron Podcast. Also look up Gold Squadron Podcast on YouTube if you prefer to watch streaming there. We're going to be doing regionals and system opens. We got some cool information as to some future system opens. Can't talk about it yet, but we will be there streaming some stuff. You can also watch replays of our streams on our YouTube channel. Also, you can go to xwingpodcast.com to see content from all your favorite X-Wing podcasts all in one place. Lastly, if you enjoy the show and want to help us continue expanding our content while getting awesome swag, go to patreon.com/goldsquadron. That's the only way we're going to be able to stream a bunch of system opens for you guys and just get all this stuff done. So thank you to those of you who do support the show. You guys are awesome. And those of you who are maybe on the fence about it, I just posted some photos of the upcoming swag on the Patreon page. You can just see it just by taking a look. And I'm going to tell you that it's pretty sweet. So for Marcel, Nate, and Tim, my name is Dion Morales. Gold Squadron, out. Okay. All right, guys. So show's over. I did want to take a moment here to talk about The Last Jedi. I know all of us are going to planning on seeing it. We're super excited. And so real quick, what I want us to do is I want us all to make a prediction for the movie. Okay.
Oh,
a prediction for the movie. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you do not want any type of spoiler, I mean, we don't know anything. We're just guessing, right? We could be super. I'm super excited to listen to this.
I got the inside track. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that Snoke is Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, man. So
here's spoiler warning. Spoiler warning. Spoiler warning.
They kill Dumbledore.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
All right. So who goes first?
Okay.
Guest.
Tim, yeah.
All right. So I have a couple that I guess I'll go with. I think that Rey's going to become like a gray Jedi, and that's why it's like the end of the Jedi is just because she's going to sort of be the last Luke is the last Jedi. He's going to train her to be sort of gray, to blend the dark and the light together, and then that's when Kylo and her kind of, you know, bring it all together.
Interesting. Nate.
That just blew my mind, man. I'm still thinking about that. That's like interesting. Ooh. I predict just by the trailer, because I'm trying to stay away from some of these conspiracies because I feel like they kind of spoil a little bit. Just watching the trailer, I feel like Kylo's going to kill his mom and then we'll all be sad and it'll be too soon and we'll have to think about Carrie Fisher dying in real life.
Yeah. I unfortunately like agree with that just because I don't even think they planned it that way, but when she died, they kind of might have had to.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
probably. Anyway.
Marcel.
Actually, I am the type to go in and watch all the conspiracy theories. I love those. I'll spend an hour watching. Earlier today, I spent an hour watching three different videos about the Marvel trailer that came out.
Infinity War? Oh, that's crazy.
But as far as Star Wars, I think that the clone Luke might make an appearance. Either Luke? That or Luke will be somehow not as good and nice. But I see a little dark side Luke in some fashion. And I've seen a lot of conspiracy theories saying that that Rey is somewhat turning to the dark side or skirting that gray path where it's a little bit of blended. But I actually see it the other way where, Kylo's probably going to be the one that's rolling back into the light. But that probably will not happen till episode 9.
Cool. So, my prediction here, is that we will have at least 7 scenes with Porgs.
With who?
Porgs. P-O-R-G-S.
Now, will the Porgs also take down the Empire by themselves?
The Porgs the little funny creatures?
Yeah. Okay. The ones that Arwen really likes.
Okay, yeah, the ones... Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, in all seriousness, okay, my real prediction. I'm just going to go out there. I think we're going to have a Luke Skywalker versus Snoke, like, super battle.
Oh, I doubt it.
I got another good one. This is a conspiracy theory though that I heard.
Go for it.
I heard this guy, come up with a conspiracy theory that Snoke is actually from the Old Republic and he's just been, dormant. And then he woke up or was defrozen from carbonite or whatever. And that's how they're actually going to tie in the Old Republic and bring that. Put a trilogy back then, like, and have it go back there. That would be really cool. That's my actual favorite. That's my favorite one. No, that's my favorite era.
Yeah, and that's probably the same one or something based off one of the ones that I saw too. That Snoke is one of those dormant Sith Lords from the Old Republic, and in the prequel to the prequel, so the prequels in the Old Republic, things that they're making, which is a cash cow and they have to make it.
Is that like pre
Snoke will be the main villain in that prequel as well. If it is an old Republic Sith from ancient times.
Or Revan or Ever.
It would be like around Revan, that kind of time frame.
Crazy. All right. Sure we can go on forever, but we'll cut it there. Super excited. Free advertising, Disney. Go see The Last Jedi.
I'm mad at you, Dion. I was supposed to sleep early today. Now you got me all hyped up with like conspiracy theories. Now I want to go check out some more.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Night, good night, guys.
All right. Hey, Tim, can you send me the information about it too? Just in case.
Yeah. Oh, we got him. We got him, Tim.